This afternoon, members of the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans say they'll pass a resolution condemning the governor's recently signed budget repair bill and his proposed budget for the next 2 years. The group will then march from the Concourse Hotel to the State Capitol building and attempt to bring the resolution directly into the governor's office. Billy Feitlinger is executive director for the WARA. He says members have heard Governor Walker say repeatedly that people have to share the sacrifice in dealing with the budget crisis.
We agree with that, but there is not one provision in the governor's budget repair bill or his biennial budget bill that has any sacrifice for many Wisconsin wealthy citizens nor corporations. Let's truly have a fair share of sacrifice by all citizens and all businesses to make sure that Wisconsin seniors do get important services that they need.
Feitlinger says protesters also want to protect the prescription drug program, senior care. U.S. Senator Herb Kohl says he's already working with the Federal Health and Human Services Department on denying any waiver requests that could come from the governor's office.
91,000 people across our state are enrolled in senior care. Senior care provides prescription drug coverage at a cheaper price than Medicare Part D because senior care negotiates with drug companies for deep discounts up to $50 million a year.
Walker's proposed budget requires everyone on senior care to also get Medicare Part D by next January, which critics say will cost seniors more. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.